Hello, I'm Hilary, and you're listening to an Adept English podcast designed to help you learn to speak English fluently. I love the English language, and I help hundreds of thousands of listeners speak English every month. Listen to this podcast today and see how your fluency improves. Hi there, and a warm welcome to this podcast from Adept English for English language learners. We haven't touched English idioms for a while, but we are here in the UK still using them all the time. The ones I like best are animal ones, so shall we do a couple more of those today? And do you know, if you listen to this podcast, it's not just the animal idioms that you'll learn. The most important thing when you're learning English is input, what you put in to your brain, what you listen to in English, in other words. And every time you listen to a podcast like this one, which is designed to help you improve your English language learning, then you are learning consciously, knowingly, and you are learning unconsciously, unknowingly, automatically. So it's not just the idioms you'll learn, though they're important. It's all the other English language that you are absorbing as you're listening. There are a lot of words in this podcast for your brain to practice on. I'll tell you how many at the end. So really, the podcasts are here to entertain you while your brain gets on with unconsciously learning the English language. So what about a couple of animal idioms today to help that happen? What about the tail wagging the dog? And what about to go cold turkey? So you might hear the first expression, the tail wagging the dog, in various forms. You might hear, oh, that's a case of the tail wagging the dog. Or, I think that the tail is wagging the dog here. Or, tail wagging dog, I think. So it's often the case with English idioms that there's a set phrase, which is the case with to go cold turkey. So that one's more of a fixed phrase, whereas with some English idioms, there can be some variation in exactly how it's used in the sentence. And tail wagging dog is one of these. So wherever tail wagging and dog or tail wag dog are in proximity, and importantly, there's an absence of an actual dog anywhere to be seen, this may indicate that the phrase is being used as an idiom. So vocabulary, first of all. You probably know what a dog is, D-O-G. Deputy Dog, Pluto, Pavlov's Dogs, Marley and Me, Scooby-Doo, 101 Dalmatians. Dogs are everywhere. You may even have one in your house. And the word tail, T-A-I-L. Well, on the whole, this is something that animals have and we just don't have them. A tail is part of an animal's body and it sticks out from the bottom of the back, the bottom of the spine. Cows use their tails to swish away the flies. Monkeys use tails to help climb trees. And squirrels use their tails for balance. Even fish have tails and their tails help them swim. I think perhaps you get the idea here. So when it comes to dogs, they actually wag their tails for lots of reasons. Usually it's because they're excited to see us. They're happy because they're going for a walk or someone is about to put a bowl of food down in front of them. Dogs' tails, rather like cats' tails, tell us something about what the animal is thinking or feeling. So of course dogs wag their tails. To wag, W-A-G, just means to move something from side to side. And some dogs have such waggy tails that they even sustain injury to the tail and have to go to the vet. So what does it mean if we say the tail is wagging the dog? Well, first of all, this is extremely unlikely in an actual dog, so we're probably not talking about reality. We're hearing an idiom. So that's an expression which has a literal meaning, but we're using it to express a related idea. So when we say the tail is wagging the dog or something similar, we're commenting that something is the wrong way round. The command to action is going from the tail to the dog, not from the dog to the tail. So we would use this idiom to describe a situation where an unimportant part of something or a relatively unimportant part of something was in control. influencing it or making the decisions. So at work, if a junior member of the team was being listened to and their input was influencing all the major business decisions, that would be an example of the tail wagging the dog. A small or relatively unimportant part of something is controlling the whole. So this could be a person, as in, my daughter's need to wear pink clothes meant that we were late for the wedding. Or it might be an idea or a viewpoint which is minor, small, but which influences something much bigger. None of the family made it to the beach before 4 p.m. because their son likes to get up late. Or the president's daughter was determining his policies. That's the tail wagging the dog. What about the expression to go cold turkey? Well, vocabulary again, a turkey, T-U-R-K-E-Y, is a bird. And it's a bird that you might find on a farm because we eat turkeys. And the time of year that we eat turkeys? Well, in the UK, most are eaten at Christmas. And in the US, turkeys are eaten at Thanksgiving. They're not pretty birds. The turkey is not going to win any beauty contests. So it's turkey, T-U-R-K-E-Y in the singular, and it's turkeys, T-U-R-K-E-Y-S in the plural. It's interesting, it's an example of both a countable and an uncountable noun. When the birds are alive before they're eaten, they're countable. So you can talk about turkeys. But when we're using them as meat, we would talk about turkey as an uncountable noun, a substance. Anyway, why are we talking about going cold turkey? Why is that a phrase? Well, this expression is thought by many to be associated with the world of drugs, D-R-U-G-S. And I don't mean drugs from a pharmacy. I mean street drugs, illegal drugs. So cold turkey is a reference to the fact that if you're using hard drugs and you stop taking them, you suffer horrible symptoms and maybe have skin like a turkey in the chiller with no feathers ready for cooking. You've got goosebumps, perhaps. But actually, some people think that this is wrong because the phrase was used from as early as 1910, before these kinds of problems in society were widespread. So the origin may be associated instead with an American idiom to talk turkey or to talk cold turkey. It means to talk about the cold, hard facts, not be gentle or soft or obscure at anything in the way that you talk business. So it's telling things the tough way. That's talking cold turkey. But the origin isn't really clear. It's one of those where we don't really know. But its meaning is clear. If you go cold turkey, it means that you suddenly stop doing something which you've been doing a lot of, something you like doing very much, or even something you were addicted to. And if you're addicted to something, it means you can't stop doing it even when you know it's doing you harm. So we might talk about going cold turkey on a substance or a behaviour that you might be genuinely addicted to. So alcohol, drugs, gambling, shopping. You might say of someone who stopped smoking, he's gone cold turkey, he just quit cigarettes altogether. But this expression is also used nowadays when you're talking about giving up something that you enjoy, and it's intended as slightly humorous. The thing you're giving up isn't as serious as a real addiction, but you use the language of addiction to emphasise how much you enjoy this thing. Oh, I'll have to go cold turkey on those Belgian chocolates because I've put on weight. Or when we went on holiday and there was no internet, my son had to go cold turkey. Or don't worry, you don't have to go cold turkey. There's another series of whatever you like to watch coming soon. So there we have it, two idioms in one podcast for you. And if you really like our podcasts and you would like more of them to listen to, then why not invest in our podcast download service? You can buy anything from 50 Adept English podcasts to several hundred Adept English podcasts. As I said at the start, in each podcast, you are learning specific words and phrases, but you're also getting more and more familiar with the words you already understand, so that eventually you'll be able to use them when you speak automatically. So there's that conscious learning, that learning you know that you're doing, and there's also that unconscious learning, the learning that you're doing automatically. So I said I'd give you an approximate word count. Here it is. In this podcast alone, you've listened to over 1,500 English words, 1,500 English words. Your unconscious mind has just processed 1,500 English words. Wonderful for your English language learning. Enough for now. Have a lovely day. Speak to you again soon. Goodbye. That's the end of this podcast. I hope you enjoyed it. You can listen to hundreds more podcasts and learn more about our approach to language learning with our free English language course available at adeptenglish.com. If you're serious about your English language learning and you want to go further and progress faster, we have English courses ready to download at adeptenglish.com today.